Hello, my friends, and welcome back. I'm so glad you've joined me. Kerry Green here, and we are ready today to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. I want to welcome you wherever you may be listening. There are people listening to the Morning Mindset all around the globe. I was just looking at the map, and I see that there are people in Zambia, there are people in Indonesia, there are people in Libya, there are people in Paraguay, there are people in Ecuador, people in the United States, all over the world. Thank you for joining me for the Morning Mindset. This is a service we do for each other. Really think about that. Your alignment of your mind with the Word of God and with God's mind is a service to other believers because we are one body. We are growing together. And as we all grow in maturity, the whole is built up. Give that some thought today as you ponder the things that you hear. Today, we are looking at the book of Proverbs once again, and we are wrapping up Proverbs chapter 8. This is a chapter in which the writer, Solomon, has been personifying wisdom as a woman who is instructing us, teaching us. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 through 36 are before us today. She says, "And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death." Now that's kind of a downer, bummer sort of a way to end the proverb, isn't it? I mean, all who hate me love death. But listen to the words. Listen to the importance of what wisdom is saying to us here. Let's walk back through it for a moment. First, she's pleading with us, so to speak. Oh, my sons, my daughters, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Do you realize that if you learn how to discern what is wise and you begin applying that, blessing will come into your life? The voice of wisdom here in verse 33 says, "Hear my instruction and be wise and do not neglect it." You see, wisdom is not something you can get as head knowledge and never use. Wisdom has to be applied. Wisdom is doing the right things, not just knowing the right things. And did you notice here, it is a daily practice? That next verse, verse 34, says, "Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors." You see, we can't just see wisdom developing in our lives and then feel everything's fine. I'm good. I'm never going to struggle again. I am a wise person. No, wisdom is a daily pursuit. I've actually witnessed people who at one time I would have said were wise people who have strayed into foolishness in the guise of their wisdom. They think that they are still wise because they're adopting this new philosophy or that new way of thinking or this new approach to life. And in doing so, they are straying from the basic foundational ways of wisdom. Now, I'm not saying that all quote-unquote new ways of thinking are bad or foolish, but what I am saying is we cannot become satisfied in the level of wisdom that we have. We need to watch daily at wisdom's gates, waiting for her to come out, waiting for her to bestow on us more wisdom. We need to wait for wisdom when we don't know what to do, as we're asking God for it. You see, this whole personification of wisdom is not about the woman of wisdom. It's about the God who has created wisdom. And we're to be seeking him because when we seek his wisdom, we find life and we obtain his favor, verse 35 tells us. But if we fail to find wisdom, either because we're too lazy or apathetic or we're too foolish to pursue wisdom, it says we might as well just love death and embrace death as our destiny, because that's where we're headed. A foolish life ends in death. A foolish life ends in misery and destruction. Oh, Jesus, we see the value of wisdom. We understand that we must have it if we are to have a blessed and fruitful life. But Jesus, we also realize we have to watch daily at wisdom's gates. We have to be waiting for wisdom, seeking it, going on a treasure hunt, searching every day. Open our hearts and minds to what that should look like for us, and show each of us how to go about that in practical ways that are not some mysterious discipline, but are a daily plodding sort of practice, so that we may grow in your wisdom. In Jesus' name.